Hello.
Yes, hello. Sam, this is Steve. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So I saw your message on the Teamwork, and since then we have tried two times to log into the Amazon account, but it's showing the same error. So unfortunately, we couldn't log into the Amazon account for the publishing.
So what's the error that's showing?
It's just not sending the OTP code on your phone number. Whenever we try to log in, it requires the OTP, and it's just not sending the OTP, so we could just log in.
Right. So, okay, so I think I'm going to have to do this myself then, right?
We can try it tomorrow morning. As today, I was trying to call you in the morning when we were doing publishing for the other clients, so it was working fine at that time. But currently, we are still having the same issue, so let's try it tomorrow morning. Please confirm your availability for tomorrow morning. And if it's not, if it still shows error, then we'll let you know the process, and then we'll guide you how to do it.
Okay, your phone's breaking up a little bit. What I heard you say is you're going to try again tomorrow morning. So tomorrow morning, your time is afternoon, my time, right?
Hello?
Steve?
Yeah, you there? Can you hear me? Mm-hmm,
okay.
I'm here.
Your phone's breaking up. You're going to try tomorrow morning, but morning your time is afternoon my time, right?
Yep, we are in the Pacific time.
Yes, yeah, so you're 3 hours behind me. So if you're going to try at
9 o'clock, mm-hmm.
What time are you going to try? Because I...
9 o'clock won't be possible. I'll be calling you around 10.
Okay. So
10 PST. So it's going to be 1 p.m. Your time.
Okay.
All right. Will that be okay for you?
Yeah, that's good. Now that I know that there's a time, I'll make sure that I'm available. I had family over today, and I didn't have the phone on. So
mm-hmm.
I did get an email from Amazon.com saying that somebody
mm-hmm.
was trying to get into my account, but there was no password or anything like that. It was basically saying, if this is you, then don't worry about it, but if it's not you, let us know. And that was right about the time that you called.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was the time when team was trying to log in, so that's why I sent you email. But it do requires an OTP. When we try tomorrow, you'll see that you will be receiving an OTP on your phone number.
Okay. Because I'm thinking that there might be something wrong with this account, the way it's set up. So,
no. It's not something with the account. It's just the technical issues from the Amazon side. So you don't have to worry about anything. It's nothing with the account. And besides this, as far as the remaining platforms are concerned, so firstly, we will be publishing it on Amazon. Once it is approved, everything is good to go, the book is set live, then we will move towards the next platforms.
Okay. Okay, and when you say Amazon, it's com and CA and co.uk, right? It's all three?
No, we'll be only publishing it on .com, and it will be available in every region. That's not going to be a problem.
Okay, but that's what I mean. Amazon.ca is Amazon Canada, and Amazon.co.uk is
mm-hmm.
Amazon UK.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have friends and family in Canada and in the UK, they're not going to have to go to .com to place an order, right?
Sam, I still have confusion regarding this. I believe it will be available on every, in .uk or .ca. But still, let's just do publishing on .com. And if it doesn't show up on CA...
I don't want to I don't want to screw this up. I want to make sure it's right from the very beginning, because I talked with an author in Canada who's done this herself, and she said you start with .com, but then it gets moved to the others as well. So I would feel more comfortable doing this myself then.
No, that's what I'm saying. Let's publish it on .com. And then if it doesn't appear on .uk or .ca, then we will do the publishing on the remaining as well.
Okay, because I've got people here who are waiting to buy it, but they're not in the U.S., and they're not going to go to .com to buy something because the shipping costs will be outrageously expensive.
Mm-hmm. I got your concern. So let's publish it on .com and see if it's not available in the remaining two of the websites, then we're going to publish it on both of them as well. It's
okay.
Going to be then on the same day. Once the book is live on .com, then we'll check. And if it's not available on .uk and .ca, then we're going to publish the book on the remaining one on the same day.
Okay. Well, we'll see tomorrow at when you call, right?
All right. Perfect.
Okay, can you send me the print-ready files for the manuscript and the book and the cover?
Sure, I'll share it with you.
Okay, and there was one other thing I wanted to ask you, which I...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you were going to send me where on the dashboard I'll get the seller's reports. Because the thing is, Steve, is that, at some point, I'm going to be taking over these accounts, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I'm going to need to know all of the login stuff that you guys are setting up.
So for the sales dashboard, it will be showing when you log in to the publisher's account, the Amazon account, there is a section at the top says report. You have to click on report, and then you will be able to see the sales dashboard.
Hold on. Is that on the which site is that?
All right.
Is that your site, the Teamwork? Is that the Teamwork site?
I'm sorry?
Is that the Teamwork site?
No. It's on Amazon.
Okay, but if you're setting this up on Barnes & Noble, how do I get access to that?
I will be sharing with you the credential. Do you have an existing account on Barnes & Noble?
No, I don't.
No, all right. So then our team will be creating, setting up a new account for you on Barnes & Noble, and I will be sharing with you the credentials, and you can easily log into your account. It's going to be created under your email, your phone number, so you can easily access it and take care of your account.
Okay. And why do you need a one-time password? What does the one-time password allow you to do?
It's just required whenever we try to log into Amazon. It's just a security process, nothing else.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Right. Okay. I guess we'll talk tomorrow at 1 o'clock my time, 10 o'clock your time.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
All right, then. Looking forward to speak to you.
Okay. Thanks.
Take care of yourself, Sam. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.